In the name of the Lord, I speak. Tonight, I'd like to share the topic, our spiritual marathon for our mutual edification. And perhaps most of us have seen marathons on TV. Or maybe we have even run in one. We know that marathons are races. Like other races, the fastest runner wins. But the other important factor is endurance. Marathons are usually run over 26 miles.
马拉松的赛事通常会跑超过26英里。
And even for the fastest runner, it will take over 2 hours to finish.
就算是跑得最快的人都需要超过2个钟头去完成。
To run a marathon successfully,
如果要跑一个成功的马拉松,
You need to have mental strength.
你要有一个身体上面的力量。
Physical strength. Courage and endurance.
勇气和耐力。
As Christians, we also need these qualities.
作为一个基督徒，我们都需要这些因素。
For we are the spiritual marathon runners.
因为我们自己其实就是属灵上的马拉松的赛跑者。
What is this spiritual marathon that we are running?
究竟是一些什么属灵的马拉松我们在跑呢？
All people, whether they are believers or non-believers, they begin a race from the day they are born.
对于所有人来说，无论他是信主的或者不信主的，他由出生的第一天开始就跑这场赛事。
This race is the race to the grave, that is death.
这场赛事就开始就跑到你进入坟墓，即是死亡。
And no one knows when their race will end.
没人知道这场赛事何时会完结。
But everyone has to compete in this race and they have no choice.
但每个人他都没有选择，他都要去跑这场的赛跑。
So how we live our lives is important.
所以就是说我们怎样去过我们的生活其实是很重要。
Because one day we will meet death at the end of our earthly marathon.
因为在世界上的这场马拉松的赛跑，去到最后我们都会遇到死亡。
And for Christians, we also are running a spiritual race.
作为基督徒，我们都要跑这场属灵的赛事。
Let's turn to a verse that we know well.
我们来看一段我们非常熟悉的圣经。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
第4章第7节。
2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 7.
提摩太后书的第4章第7节。
Chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
第7节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
We all know this verse very well.
我们都对这段经文很熟悉。
Paul is talking about running a good race.
保罗在这里讲一下怎样跑一场好的赛跑。
And let's read verse 8.
我们一起看第8节。
Verse 8, here it says, Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
第8节, 从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
At the end of this race, we will receive a crown of righteousness.
在我们人生在这场赛跑的最后的一个阶段，我们会接受一个正义的冠冕。
And the Lord, who is the righteous judge, will award it to us.
而主耶稣基督他就是一个正义的审判者，他最后就会赏赐这场赛事给我们。
So the race that we have to run is to the heavenly kingdom.
其实我们要跑几场赛事，就是向着天国的目标来跑。
And on the last day, the Lord will judge us.
去到跑到最后那一天，神就会审判我们。
If he judges that we ran the race well,
如果神认为他审判我们之后，他认为我们好好地是跑这场，尽力地跑这场赛事。
And that we have reached the goal,
我们 得到咗达到呢个目标。
Then he will reward us with the crown which is eternal life.
佢就会将呢个冠冕去赏赐俾我哋，就系永恒嘅生命，永远嘅生命。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3.
我哋睇启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
我哋一齐睇启示录第三章。
Chapter 3 verse 21.
第三章第二十一节。
Verse 21.
第三章第二十一節，得勝的，我要賜他在我寶座上與我同坐，就如我得了勝，在我父的寶座上與他的同坐一般。
But this spiritual race is not just a 100-meter sprint that is over in 1 minute.
呢場屬靈嘅賽跑就唔係好似我哋跑100公里咁樣，好快咁去跑完，或者唔需要一分鐘就跑完啦。
It is a marathon that can last for years and years.
呢個係一個好長途嘅馬拉松賽事，係會經過好多年、好多年嘅。
And we will run it every day, every month, every year until the Lord comes again.
甚至我哋係每一日、每一日去跑呢場賽跑，直至到主耶穌再臨嘅日子。
To finish this race does not depend on our speed, but on how we ran it.
去點樣完成呢場賽跑係唔單止其實唔係建基於喺我哋嘅速度，係點樣？係其實建基於我哋點樣去競跑呢場賽跑。
And it is not a team sport where we can rely on others to help us。
亦都唔係好似啲群體嘅運動咁，我哋可以依賴其他嘅運動員、其他嘅隊友嚟幫我哋跑呢場賽跑。
Just like the marathon runner has to run his own race to determine his success.
就好似馬拉松賽事嘅運動員一樣，佢只有佢自己去跑呢一場賽跑是否跑得成功。
In the same way, it depends on the individual believer if his spiritual marathon is a success or failure.
同人哋亦都係決定於嗰個個人嘅賽跑者呢場屬靈嘅賽跑其實。是不是成功又或者是失敗。
It is how we run the race and whether we try our best that is important.
其實是我們怎樣去跑這場賽跑，還有我們有沒有盡力去跑這場賽跑是最重要的。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
去看傳道書。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
傳道書第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
傳道書第九章。
Verses 10 and 11.
第十至到第十一節。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verses 10 and 11。
傳道書第九章第十至到第十一節。第九章第十節。九章十節，凡你手所當做的事，要盡力去做，因為在你所必去的陰間，沒有工作，沒有謀算，沒有知識，沒有智慧。十一節，我又轉念見日光之下。快跑的未必能贏，力戰的未必能得勝，智慧的未必得糧食，明哲的未必得資財，靈巧的未必得喜悅，所臨到眾人的是在乎當時的機會。
So in marathon running, we don't need speed, we need endurance.
所以跑這場馬拉松賽跑，我們不需要速度，但需要忍耐力。
And to keep going no matter towards our goal, no matter what.
但我無論係咩情況底下，我都要係繼續盡力咁去跑。
But how can we persevere in the spiritual marathon?
咁樣我哋點樣可以喺馬拉松嘅賽跑裡面嚟保守自己呢
？First thing is to fix our goal.
首先第一樣嘢就係我哋要建立咗目標。
A marathon runner knows where the race will end.
一個馬拉松的賽跑者，他知道那場個賽事是何時會跑完。
Even though it takes a long time to get there, the race will end in the destination, which is the stadium.
雖然需要跑一個很長的時間，但他知道他的目標的終點在哪裡，就是最後在運動場，就是那個目標終點了。
Our spiritual marathon ends at the destination of the heavenly kingdom.
而我們的終點和目標就是完結在天國那裡。
It is before our heavenly King.
就是在我們屬靈的王那裡。
Paul was a very zealous worker for God.
保羅他自己是一個非常熱心的為神的工作者。
And he's an example of someone whose faith endured.
他自己也是為神他受了很多的忍耐。
Paul recognized his goal and how to aim for it.
保罗佢知道佢定嘅目标好清楚，亦都知道佢点样去为呢个目标而进发。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
我哋睇腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
腓立比书第三章第十二至到第十四节。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
腓立比书第三章第十二至到第十四节，十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力向前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
He adds that all who are spiritually mature should realize this, and if anyone forgets his goal, God will remind him. He adds that all who are spiritually mature should know this.
他讲的就是说，边个在属灵上面是成熟的，会知道都好，对这件事很清楚。
And if anyone forgets his goal, then God will remind him.
但如果是誰是忘記的目標的話，神就會提醒他。
Let's look at verses 15 to 16.
我們看第15至第16節。
Verses 15 to 16.
15至第16節，15節。所以我們中間凡是完全人，總要存這樣的心。若在什麼事上存別樣的心，神也必以此指示你們。然而我们到了什么地步，你就当照着什么地步行。
Another way to help us determine our goal is to think about what the goal is.
另外一样嘢能够帮助我哋去定立目标，就系我哋要谂下，不时谂下究竟目标系啲乜嘢。
If we realize what reward we will get from God and keep it in mind.
如果我哋去認識得到神獎賞俾我哋係乜嘢嘅話，而將呢樣嘢記在喺心裡面。
Then we can persevere.
咁我哋就會能夠保守咯。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我哋睇提摩太後書嘅第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太後書嘅第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 11 to 13.
二章十一至到第十三節。
Chapter 2 verses 11 to 13。
提摩太后书第二章十一至到第十三節。十一節，有可信的话，有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活；我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王；我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背负自己。
And we can also endure in our race because of what God has promised us.
我们都可以在这场赛跑里面忍耐，因为神是答应了我们。
So if we remember this goal, then we can keep going.
如果你是清楚明白这个目标的话，我们就可以不断向前。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 3.
我们看启示录第三章。
Chapter 3, verses 10 to 12.
第十至到第十二节。
Revelation chapter 3, verses 10 to 12.
第三章，启示录第三章第十至到第十二节。第十节，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中作柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我的神的名和我神城的名，并我的生命都写在他上面。圣灵向众会所说的，凡有耳的都就应当听。
Another way to remember our goal is to know that the Lord Jesus is our goal.
另外一個情況去明白我們的目標，就是知道主耶穌其實就是我們的目標。
And we have to fix our eyes on him.
我們要仰望主耶穌基督。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
我們看希伯來書第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯來書第十二章。
Chapter 12 verses 2 to 3.
第十二章第二至第三節。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 2 to 3.
希伯来书十二章第二、第三节，第二节， 第二節，仰望為我們信心創始成終的耶穌，他因那擺在面前的喜樂，就輕看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦難，便坐在神寶座的右邊。那忍受罪人這樣頂撞的，你們要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
So let us remember that the Lord Jesus is our goal.
所以我哋一齐去，我哋记得主耶稣基督其实就系我哋嘅目标。
When we finish our spiritual marathon, we will meet him.
当我哋完成咗我哋属灵嘅马拉松嘅赛事嘅时候，我哋与主耶稣会再见面。
By saying that Jesus is our goal, he is also a model for us.
我哋当咁样讲主耶稣系我哋目标嘅时候，佢亦都系我哋学习嘅对象。
The Lord Jesus sets us an example about how to run this marathon.
主耶稣他自己就成为一个好好的榜样，去教我们怎样去跑这场属灵的马拉松。
Through his own life, his suffering, endurance, and courage, we can learn.
就是通过他在世上过的生活，他的苦难，他的忍耐，还有他的勇气。
And we can run this spiritual marathon by learning from the example of Jesus.
我们都可以跑这场属灵的马拉松，就是我们不时要学习主耶稣的榜样。
And we should remember that it was the Lord Jesus' sacrifice on the cross that enables us to obtain our reward.
我们都要不时去记得主耶稣他自己在十架上的牺牲，才令到我们今天能够受到有奖赏。
What else can help us to persevere in the spiritual marathon?
還有沒有其他方面是令到我們可以在這個屬靈的馬拉松上面能夠得到保守的呢？
The second point is to follow the route markers.
第二點就是我們要去跟著這個路上的目標去跑，的路標去跑。
In any race, there is a set course.
在每一場的賽跑，它都有固定的賽跑的跑道。
And along this course, there will be many flags or barriers or signposts to show the way to go.
在这个赛跑道上面都有旗啊，有些栏杆啊，咁样去话俾我哋听，正确嘅跑步嘅路线系点样行。
This is so that the runners know how to follow the route and do not get lost.
所以就系令到赛跑者系跟住个目标去跑，而唔系导致去迷失嘅方向。
We know that our God is a loving and compassionate God.
我知道我们的神是一个非常之大爱，还有非常之充满怜悯谦卑的神。
And he knows that our spiritual marathon is difficult.
他知道我们这个属灵的马拉松是非常之难跑的。
And he knows it is easy for us to get lost.
他知道我们也是很容易去迷失方向。
He knows that we are humans and we therefore suffer the weaknesses and temptations.
他知道我们只不过是人类，所以我们不时都会受到很多的试探。
He also knows that we face the challenges of our fleshly desires.
他知道我们不时都受到肉体上的需求所影响。
He knows because he himself was tempted but yet did not sin.
他知道因为他自己也都是受到试探，但是他并不犯罪。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 verses 14 to 16.
希伯来书第四章第十四至第十六节。
Chapter 4 verses 14 to 16.
希伯来书第四章十四至到第十六节。十四節，我們既然有一位已經升入高天尊榮的大祭司，就是神的兒子耶穌，便當持定所承認的道。因我們的大祭司並非不能體恤我們的軟弱，他也曾凡事受過試探，與我們一樣，只是他沒有犯罪。所以我們只管坦然無懼的來到施恩的寶座前，為要得憐憫，蒙恩惠，作隨時的幫助。
Therefore, since God understands us,
所以因為主耶穌他明白我們，
and because he wants us to win this race,
同埋他希望我們去在這場賽跑裡面得勝。
Therefore, he has laid down many spiritual route markers to help us.
所以他就定了很多在這個賽跑的道路上面很多路標，讓我們去跟隨著。
But what are these route markers?
咁呢啲路標係啲乜嘢咧？
One of them is the Word of God.
其中一樣嘢就係神嘅話語啦。
Let's turn to Psalms.
我哋睇詩篇。
Psalms 119.
詩篇第119篇。
Psalms 119。
詩篇第119篇。
Verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105.
詩篇第119篇第105節。
Here it says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
这里讲就是你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
As long as we follow what it tells us in the Bible, we will be on the right course.
只要我们是跟着圣经上面所讲的说话去做的话，我们就会在个啱的赛跑路线里面去赛跑。
Whenever we are not sure if this is the way, then we should turn to the Bible.
如果我们不知道或者不肯定我们是不是跑这个跑条啱的路线的话，我们就要去打开圣经。
When we face choices about what we should do.
但如果我们面临一些选择，我们不知道怎样做的时候。
Or where we should go next.
又或者在下一步是怎样走的时候。
Whatever is fitting to the words of God is contained in the Bible.
就是说神的话语是完全是符合在圣经，神的教导完全是符合圣经里面。
And if we follow that, then it will be the right step for us.
如果你跟着去走的话，这个就是个啱的啱的步伐了。
And if we do this, then we will keep from sinning.
如果我们跟着这样去做的话，我们就要免除自己去犯罪。
Sinning means to lose our direction in this spiritual marathon.
犯罪的意思就是说在这场属灵的马拉松里面我哋失敗咗，失去咗方向。
Let's look at verse 133.
我哋睇下
sorry, same chapter, verse 133.
我哋睇翻同一個詩篇嘅119篇嘅133節。
Verse 133 here tells us, "Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me."
133節，求你用你的話使我的腳步穩當，不許什麼的罪孽轄制我。
Joseph was a very good example of this.
約瑟就是一個很好的例子了。
As a youth alone in a strange land, he faced temptation.
他在青年少年的時候，他在一個沒人認識的地方，他就受到很多的試探。
But because he recalled the teachings of God, he did not sin.
因为他没有忘记神给他的教训，所以他并没有犯罪。
Because the word of God showed him the right path to take.
因为神的话语就给一个很好的道路的方向他去跟随着行。
Another route marker is the love of God.
另外一个路标就是神的爱了。
If we trust in the love of God,
如果我们相信神的爱，
Then no matter what happens to us, we know that it is the will of God.
无论咩事情对我哋喺我哋心上面发生都好，呢个都系神对我哋嘅爱。
We know that it is God's will for us because His love is everlasting.
我哋知道神
We know that it is God's will for us because His love is everlasting.
我哋知道神对我哋。
It is the will of God.That the will of God is God's love for us.
因为神对我们的旨意就是神对我们的爱了。
Let's look at First Chronicles.
我看历代志上。
Chapter 16. First Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 34.
我们看历代志上第十六章三十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 34.
历代志上第十六章第三十四节。三十四节。应当称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
So here it says, if we remember that the love of God, then we should give thanks for all that He provides for us.
这里告诉我们听，如果我们 去记得神对我们的爱的话，我们就会对神给我们的所有东西都会去感谢。
For when we are not sure what is the way next,
当我们不知道下一个方向是怎样走的时候，
we know that if we entrust in God, then it will be the right way. for us.
我知道，但係如果我哋對神係有絕對嘅信心嘅時候，我哋知道神一定會俾佢最好嘅安排俾我哋。
Because God loves us and He does everything for our good.
因為神對我哋係充滿著愛，所以佢做所有嘢都係為我哋好。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3.
我哋睇下箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Verses 5 and 6.
第五至到第六節。
Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and
6. 第三章第五至到第六節。箴言第三章第五節，你要專心仰賴耶和華，不可倚靠自己的聰明。在你一切所行的事上都要認定他，他必指引你的路。
So when the way in front seems so hard and we think, surely this isn't the course that God wants us to go.
當我擺我哋前面嘅面前嘅路係好困難嘅時候，我哋唔知道點樣行。
And we think, surely God does not want me to run up this mountain.
或者我哋會質疑，點解神要我哋爬一個爬上一個咁高嘅山呢？
But perhaps God wants us to do it in order to toughen us up.
或者是神希望我们真的去这样做，是要去锻炼我们自己。
Maybe it is part of his training for us.
或者这个是他训练我们的其中的一部分。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 12.
我们看看耶利米书第十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 12.
耶利米书第十二章。
Chapter 12 verse 5.
第十二章第五节。耶利米书十二章第五节，十二章第五节，耶和华说：你若与步行的人同跑，尚且各累，怎能与马赛跑呢？你在平安之地，虽然安稳，在约旦河边的丛林，你要怎样行呢
？So perhaps the path that God has set out for us, is to train us to endure.
或者神帮我哋定立嘅呢场赛跑嘅路线，其实系要训练我哋。
We may not be able to see the whole course laid out before us.
或者我哋有時睇唔到呢場呢個路線係去到最呢個路線神編排喺前面係幫我哋係點樣編排。
We know that the final destination is the heavenly kingdom.
我知道我哋最後嘅目標就係天國。
But we do not know what will happen along the course.
但我哋唔知道行呢跑呢個賽跑嘅時候，我哋遇到啲乜嘢咩事情。
Therefore, we can only rely on our faith to proceed step by step.
所以我哋只有係依靠住神一步一步咁樣行。
Just like Abraham.
就好似亞伯拉罕一樣。
Abraham was told by God to move to a strange place.
亞伯拉罕神係叫佢去到一個陌生嘅地方。
But he did not know why he had to go there.
但係佢並唔知道點解佢要去到嗰個地方。
All he could do was follow what God instructed him.
佢唯一可以做嘅就係佢聽神嘅説話，去靠住神，跟住神嘅指引去做。
And he was able to do that because he had faith in God.
他能夠這樣做，因為他對神是有信心。
And also God asked him to do that in order to show his faith in God.
另外一個就是神是叫他跟著這樣做，因為神是看嘗試在他身上看看他有沒有信心。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
我們看希伯來書第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
希伯來書第十一章第八節。
Chapter 11 verse 8.Verse 8, it says, By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
十一章第八節，亞伯拉罕因著信蒙召的時候，就遵命出去，往將來要得到為業的地方去。出去的時候，還不知往哪裡去。
So therefore, we can only go step by step.
所以我們只能夠一步一步這樣走。
And we can only justfollow what we see in front of us.
所以我哋只能够睇下我哋前面嘅究竟系一条乜嘢嘅喺我摆我哋前面嘅一条咩嘅路线。
And rely on God to plan the steps for us.
而系不断咁系信靠神去神系将呢个计划系摆喺我哋面前。
For after we have passed one route marker, before long we will see another one and then another.
當我哋經過咗一個路標嘅時候，神就會安排另一個路標去俾我哋睇到。
Once my friend and I were on a hike in New Zealand.
有一次我同我嘅朋友喺一個紐西蘭一個地方去爬山。
And this hike was supposed to be through a volcanic landscape.
爬山嘅路線係一個火山嘅地方嘅地形嚟嘅。
And it was supposed to take 6 hours to do it.
正常嘅路程完成嘅時間大概係需要需要6个钟头。
But normally you could see the way very easily if the weather was good.
但如果天氣好嘅話，你會睇到風景，你會睇到好清楚。
But on that day that we went, it was raining and foggy.
但嗰日我去到行嗰條行爬山呢條路線就落好大雨同埋好大霧。
And we could hardly see very far in front of us.
我哋前面稍微遠嘅地方我哋都睇唔見啦。
And of course we could not admire the beautiful scenery because we couldn't even see it.
所以我就唔係咁欣賞個咁靚嘅風景啦，因為我根本就睇唔到嗰個地方。
The hiking course was marked by wooden poles with a fluorescent yellow tip on the top.
爬山嘅路線咧，就係有好多木嘅柱喺旁邊，咁上面仲有啲黃色嘅燈喺上邊嘅。
So these poles were stuck on the ground along the hiking trail and were easy to see.
咁呢個爬山嘅路線咧，就係有呢啲咁嘅木柱一條一條咁樣釘喺地下。
But the winds had blown down many of the poles.
但因為風咧，就吹跌咗好多呢啲木柱。
Or they were bent down, so it was difficult to see them from far away.
而另外一個情況就係佢已經係彎曲咗啦。咁嗰我哋就好難去睇到好遠如果係遠嘅地方，就睇唔到有啲木柱喺度。
So sometimes we could only see the marker when we were in front of it.
有時只要我行到好近，行到好近，我先要睇到呢啲木柱。
And all we could do was just keep going until we saw the next marker.
咁我哋唯一可以做嘅就話，我哋不斷咁向前進發，直至我哋睇到路標。
And there was no one else around, so there was nobody to help us or to ask for directions.
因為當時冇其他人喺度，咁亦都冇人可以幫助我哋，究竟我哋行得啱唔啱嘅方向係點樣？
And so we could only just keep going.
所以我哋唯一可以做嘅就係不斷咁向前進發。
And of course, I had to keep praying that God would help us.
咁我唯一可以做嘅，亦都係不斷向神禱告，希望求神幫助我。
That whenever we came to a marker pole, and we would be so happy because we knew that we were going in the right direction.
當我去行完一個過咗一個木柱，見到另外一個木柱嘅時候，我哋就好開心啦，因為我知道方向我哋行啱咗嘅。
And thank God that by His mercy, we were able to follow those poles and finish our course safely.
感謝神，因為佢嘅憐憫，所以我哋就最後都能夠完成嗰個路線，去到目標。
What this reminded me of our spiritual race is this reminded me about our spiritual race.
呢件事能夠係提醒我有關於喺屬靈嘅賽跑上面嘅。
It is that sometimes we know that we're trying to get to the heavenly kingdom.
有時就係話我哋去好盡力咁希望去達到天國。
But along the way, we sometimes do not know where we're supposed to go.
但係喺行嘅路線、跑嘅路程嗰度，我哋唔知道我哋行得啱唔啱。
But we should not be afraid, just keep going.
但係我哋唔需要懼怕，我哋只要不斷咁向前進發。
And then God will send another marker to tell you that you're on the right way.
咁神會就係會賜呢啲路標俾我哋，就話俾我哋聽，我哋行嘅方向係行得啱唔啱啦。
As long as we just keep calling to God, then He will answer us.
所以但只要我哋不停咁向同神溝通，去求神幫助我哋，神就會係答應我哋嘅禱告。
So apart from following these route markers, what else can we do to help our spiritual marathon?
除咗之前講過嘅，有咩嘢更加係可以幫助我哋去跑呢場屬靈嘅馬拉松咧？
The third thing is that we should always check our condition.
第三樣我哋要注意嘅事情就係我哋要不時咁去留意下我哋嘅狀況。
You might have noticed that marathon runners always wear a stopwatch or a timer.
或者我哋都經常去睇到馬拉松賽跑者，佢哋都會帶一啲計時器或者腕錶喺佢身上邊。
Along the marathon course, there are distance markers.
喺跑個路線嗰度咧，有一啲嗰啲路牌咧，係指住你跑咗幾多嘅路程啦，咁樣。
Whenever the runner passes these marks, he will start timing to see how long it takes him to the next stage.
當呢啲馬拉松賽跑者佢經過咗呢啲路線，經過咗呢路標嘅時候，佢就會自己做一個記認，就話我跑到係咩時間。
So then they will know how fast they need to run.
咁佢知道佢跑每一段路，究竟佢跑得有幾快啦。
And marathon runners will train very hard to pace themselves.
咁馬拉松嘅賽跑者咧，佢亦都係佢不時咁鍛鍊自己嘅身體，去跑佢嘅速度。
Because if they run too quickly at the beginning, they might not have enough energy to finish at the end.
但係如果佢一開始佢跑得太快嘅時候，跑到最後佢就冇力量去完成餘下嘅賽事啦。
If they start too slowly, then maybe they will have too far to catch up at the end.
但如果佢跑得太慢嘅咧，咁剩翻落嚟嘅賽事咧，佢就會要去用好多嘅時間同埋精神去跑落嚟嘅道路啦。
So in the same way, we should also check our spiritual condition when we are running the spiritual marathon.
對於我哋嚟講，我哋要經常去留意，去睇下我哋嘅屬靈嘅情況，就好似呢啲馬拉松嘅賽跑者一樣。
Are we going too slowly?
我哋係咪跑得太慢呢？
That is that before were we more zealous for God, but now we are less motivated.
或者之前我哋係好熱心去為神嘅，但係而家咧就好似唔係好不沒精打采咁樣啦。
Before did we eagerly walk to church, but now our feet drag whenever we go to church.
之前我哋可能好不急不及待咁樣會等安息日嘅出現。但係而家我哋嚟到教會嘅腳步就會好似行得特別慢，唔想嚟教會咁樣。
When we were younger, did we stick to the words of God?
當我哋細個嘅時候，我哋就好記得神對我哋講嘅説話。
But now do we let the temptations of this world compromise our faith?
但係而家我哋有冇令到呢啲試探，世界上嘅試探，令我哋向佢妥協咧？
Before, when we prayed, did we feel the indwelling of the Holy Spirit?
之前我哋祷告，我哋系咪觉得神嘅圣灵系充满住我哋咧
？Do we feel that His Spirit was in our hearts？
我哋有冇感到佢？我哋感到佢嘅圣灵系充满住我哋嘅心咧
？So that it was so effortless to run the spiritual race。
咁当我哋跑呢场属灵嘅赛跑嘅时候，就好似唔需要用好大嘅力量就可以跑啦。
But now, do we feel that it is hard to be moved by the Holy Spirit？
但系而家我哋有冇感觉到究竟我哋系咪被神嘅圣灵所感动咧？
And do we feel that every step is a struggle?
我哋有冇覺得我哋跑嘅每一步其實都係一個掙扎嚟嘅咧？
So therefore we have to be aware of our spiritual condition.
所以我哋就要好留心下我哋身體嘅狀況，我哋屬靈嘅狀況係點樣？
In the Bible, Saul was a good example of this.
喺聖經裏面，掃羅係一個好好嘅例子。
He was someone who began his spiritual race so well.
他初初跑這場屬靈的賽跑的時候，他開始得很好。
He had strength and ability and faith in God.
他有能力，他有力量，他從神裡面得到能力和力量。
But in the end, he fell and he could not finish his race.
但是去到最後，他失敗，他跌低，他沒辦法去完成這場賽跑。
Let's look at Job chapter 14. Job chapter 14.
我們看約伯記第14章。
Job chapter 14 verse 2. Job 14 verse 2.
約伯記第十四章。
Job chapter 14 verse 2. Here it says, He springs up like a flower and withers away, like a fleeting shadow he does not endure.
十四章第二節，出來如花又被割下，飛去如影不能存留。
So therefore, if we want to endure, we have to constantly check our progress.
所以如果我哋能够希望忍耐到最后嘅话，我哋要不时去检查下究竟我哋嘅进度系点样。
And we have to pace ourselves so that we can complete this race.
我哋都要去好好计划下我哋嘅速度，去点样去跑呢场嘅赛跑。
If not, we may think that we are running well.
如果唔系嘅话，或者有时我哋误解咗自己，可能系跑得好好。
But then sin creeps up on us and obstructs us.
但是当罪临到来到我们的时候，它就会是阻碍着我们了。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 5.
来看一下加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Chapter 5 verses 7 to 10.
第五章第七至第十节。
Galatians chapter 5 verses 7 to 10.
加拉太書第五章第七至第十節。第七節，你們向來跑得好，有誰阻攔你們，叫你們不順從真理呢？這樣的勸導不是出於那召你們的，一點面酵能使全團都發起來， 第十節，我在主裡肯信你們必不懷變樣的心，但攪擾你們的無論是誰必擔當他的罪。
So if we do not stop it and bypass these obstructions, we may end up falling.
但是如果我們沒有去在這時候停止，是當這些障礙是當這些障礙是不在的話，那可能我們最後就會失敗了。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1.
來看一下希伯來書第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Here it says, Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that is marked out for us.
十二章第一節，第一節，我們既有這許多的見證人如同雲彩圍著我們，就當放下各樣的重擔，脫去容易纏累我們的罪，全心忍耐奔在那擺在我們前頭的路程。
Also we should remember to check our condition, because the marathon runner will run alone.
我們都要不時去留意一下我們的狀況，因為馬拉松的賽跑者其實他只是自己一個人在跑。
It is up to himself to understand his own condition.
他是除了他自己去明白究竟他身體的狀況是怎樣，
And then to know when to speed up or slow down.
他自己去決定究竟他應該跑快一點還是跑慢一點。
Similarly, each person's faith is about his own relationship with God.
同樣地，每一個人他的信仰他的信心亦都是有關於佢同神嘅關係係點樣樣。
We do not believe because of other people.
我哋唔因為其他人而嚟信主。
Whilst friends, family, or loved ones can support us.
當然啦，好似我哋嘅朋友啊，我哋嘅家屋企嘅人啊，咁佢哋可以係支持我哋。
But ultimately, we are responsible for finishing our own race.
但去到最後，我哋都係為我哋自己是否能夠去完成呢場賽跑嚟去負責。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
我哋睇腓立比書第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比書第二章。
Chapter 2 verse
12. 第二章第十二節。腓立比書第二章第十二節。十二節，這樣看來，我親愛的弟兄，你們既是常信服的，不但我在你們那裏，就是我如今不在你們那裏，更是信服的，就當恐懼戰驚，造成你們得救的功夫。
So here it tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
這裡告訴我們，我們為了要得到這個得救，我們就要不常是恐懼，我們就要恐懼戰驚這樣做。
But then it also tells us in verse 13.
但亦都喺十三節度咁樣話俾我哋聽。
Let's read verse 13.
我哋一齊讀第十三節。十三節，因為你們立志行事，都是神在你們的心裏運行，為要成就他的美意。
So although we are responsible for our own race, God will help us if we trust Him.
雖然我哋係為咗我哋自己跑呢場賽跑嚟負責，但神會幫助我哋，只要我哋係完全信靠喺佢嘅身上。
So in conclusion,
所以作為一個終結，
we may not be athletes, but we are competing in our own marathon.
雖然我哋未必係啲田徑嘅運動員，但係我哋會跑呢場屬靈嘅馬拉松。
And the qualities of strength and courage and endurance that are needed to win an Olympic marathon.
但是在這場屬靈的馬拉松上面就有靠著這些這樣的力量啊、勇氣啊、忍耐啊而去競賽。
So we need those qualities to help us to finish our spiritual marathon.
我們需要具備這些這樣的質素、這些這樣的因素去跑這場屬靈的馬拉松。
And to keep going in our race.
要不斷地向前進發。
We need first of all to fix our goal.
我哋要第一樣要做嘅就係定立我哋嘅目標。
That goal is the heavenly kingdom.
呢個就係天國。
It is the crown of righteousness.
呢個就係正義嘅冠冕。
And we should also fix our eyes on Jesus because he is our model for running this race.
我哋都要不時係仰望主耶穌基督，因為佢係我哋學習嘅對象。
Secondly, we should follow the route markers.
第二樣嘢，我哋係要跟隨呢個路標。
This means relying on the teachings of God and the love of God to guide us.
就是我们要依靠神对我们的教导，同埋我们要明白神对我们的爱去帮助我们。
So that we can follow the correct course.
咁我哋就可以行一个正确嘅路线啦。
And thirdly, we should always check our spiritual condition.
第三样嘢，我哋就系不时去留意下我哋嘅状况。
So that we can run effectively.
咁我哋就可以跑得比较有效率啦。
And we will know that we have enough power to finish the race.
咁使我哋自己知道究竟有冇足够嘅力量去跑呢场嘅赛跑。
Finally, let's turn to one last verse.
我哋睇最后一段经文。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24.
哥林多前书第九章第二十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24.
哥林多嘅前书第九章第二十四节。
Chapter 9 verse 24.
九章第二十四节，二十四节，岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得着奖赏。
So may God help us all to run in such a way that we can finish the race and get the prize.
希望神都照住咁样嚟奖赏我哋，知道我哋最后跑完呢场赛事，同埋得到奖赏。
Thank the Lord.
感谢神。
Let's conclude with our last hymn 206.
最后我哋唱诗第206首。
Hymn 206.
206首。